This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Hi, I'm Michael Woods, owner of the Mountview Hotel here in Calistoga.
How did you come to own a hotel in downtown Calistoga?
Well, I was in the real estate investment business, and my mom lived in Lake County, and 29 years ago, I was driving through Calistoga to go visit her. A friend of mine said, hey, stop in that hotel. I think it's for sale. And I stopped into the hotel, and I looked at it, and I thought, gee, that's an interesting investment. And I thought, how hard could it be to own a hotel? Well, I can tell you it's way harder than owning a piece of real estate.
It's a living entity, huh? It has a personality and all the quirks.
Yes, yes, it is. And I sort of look at it as how often do you collect your rent? In the real estate business, you collect it once a month, obviously maintenance once in a while, but here you collect it once a day. And so it's about 30 times harder.
I worked in hospitality, Carmel Valley, at a resort. And I always like to say, we're like a grocery store, but at midnight every night, we have to throw out all our inventory and start over.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Every day, you have to reinvent yourself. What you sold or did or occupancy yesterday means nothing going forward.
Yeah, and every guest is different. You know, strive to accommodate them all, but people come for different reasons.
How do they find out about you typically, and where do they come from?
Well, we get a lot of people really from California and the Bay Area. Being a small business, that's our challenge. How do you find out about a 33-room hotel in Calistoga, independent, family-owned hotel?
What's worked best for you so far?
You know something, it's hard because it's forever changing. Being here 29 years as the owner of the hotel, they didn't have internet 29 years ago. It was all word of mouth and the history of the hotel. So return guests, advertisement in the newspapers. Now, you know, people find out really through social media channels and from interviews like this.
This hotel is just celebrating it right now, its 100th anniversary. So it opened its doors in its second incarnation in
1919, 100 years ago. And we celebrated it just 3 weeks ago, had a party here, and actually the mayor was here and gave us a proclamation of being here for 100 years. And we have spent some real time trying to keep everything we can from that period.
In that period was kind of the high point of Art Deco, just classic architectural period, which you very much feel here, and you have gone to great lengths to honor.
Yeah, we started actually here in the Indie Blue Salon, and we found a 1920s bar that was originally built in France for a diplomat, and we found that at an Art Deco dealer in Oakland. Kind of that was our signature piece, and then we redid this room. We thought, God, this turned out so beautiful. And then I turned around and walked out the door into our lobby, which we hadn't done. And it's like anybody in your home, you know, you do one room, you got to do the other. Let's see, the beginning of last year, started remodeling our lobby and bringing back the deco feel.
These are authentic pieces. Most of them aren't even recreations, correct?
Correct, yeah.
That light fixture up there is, I can't believe it. It's just so classic.
Yeah, like I said, the Art Deco dealer in Oakland called Art Deco Collections was really the inspiration. Started with the bar, met them, and him and his wife came up, and now we're friends. But they really inspired me to do it right and to take it a piece at a time. It is expensive, but if you're going to do something, you might as well take your time. You know, it's kind of like rebuilding your house. It's nice to do the whole thing, but sometimes you can only afford to do a room at a time.
But again, in the long picture, it's an investment. It might be your grandkids or somebody but it will pay.
Yeah, it is an investment. It's a family-run hotel, right. And it's our intention never to sell it. And
locals have told me that this hotel, going back forever, always had a family association as far as ownership and management.
Yes. In 1919, Johnny Gustafel built a hotel, and their family owned it for 50 years. We're on our 29th, so we're hoping to surpass him. He owned it, and his family was an institution here, and one of the big surprises we had on our 100-year anniversary is his granddaughter came.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah, that was very cool. And I brought her up in front of the crowd and embarrassed her a bit. But she got to reminisce about what her grandfather did and the dinners they had here and all that. It was great. That was the highlight for me on our anniversary.
Well, the old word hotelier is kind of like the host and the greeter and the person that you associate with the hotel as a guest arriving and being taken care of.
In a small hotel, it's like your house. You know, you invite people into your home and you have them sit down and enjoy themselves. And our staff, I got to say that they are second to none. They are really the best about taking care of our guests.
Within the hotel, there's a spa, wellness center. Was that your vision? Did you guys come up with that?
Yes, yeah. When we purchased the hotel, I thought, dude, it would be nice to have a small spa. And I think in our third year, we opened up that spa. So it's been now open. About 26 years.
So it's worked.
It's worked so far.
Very cool. And you do the classic mud treatments like the town was known for back in the day?
Well, not quite, because the classic mud treatment is the thick mud, and you sort of lay in it and you ooze down in it, and that's fine for other resorts, but for us, it's
more refinement.
It's a little more refinement, and it's individual. We do a mud treatment. It's more liquid, and then it goes down the drain when you're done and doesn't stay for another guest.
So the classic historic mud baths in this town that existed when the town was founded, that still goes on, doesn't it, some of these places?
Oh, sure does.
A little bit more about the hotel, because you have on left and right front wing dining, restaurant, bar venues.
When we took over the hotel, we took over the restaurant too, and as I said before, in the real estate business. Now I'm in the restaurant business, and that was very difficult. Yeah, it's something I didn't really have any skill with, and at the time I had a partner. I bought the partner out. But we decided to rent that out, and we are so fortunate to have the Kaiser family that runs both Johnny's Bar, which is a sports bar. You can watch Monday Night Football here or the NCAA tournament. And then they have a very refined, eclectic, I would say, upper-scale restaurant called Verasion. They're a great partner. They take care of the groups that we have in here. I just couldn't be happier to have them as my partner.
Come along and join me for a conversation with Dan Kaiser at Verasion, a restaurant right in the heart of town. How long have you owned this restaurant? You're the one that named it and opened it, right?
Right. Yeah, so coming up New Year's will be 3 years for us.
When you opened it, were you scared a little bit?
Oh, of course. You know, it's my first time owning a restaurant. I've managed restaurants for about 10 years in this town, but owning it's a whole different ballgame.
Buck stops here.
Yeah.
I think what's fascinating about you is that since you were 8 years old, wine and food?
Yeah, food since I was probably 2 years old. Cooking with my great-grandma and grandma and making cookies or pasta back in New Jersey. But then, yeah, wine, you know, I was 8 years old. Remember my parents' wine tasting, they went to Stag's Leap. And the wine that kind of changed my life, I think it was Cast 23, their high-end cab. I was playing Game Boy in the car when they were wine tasting, and they came and brought me a taste, and I locked the doors and I finished it. And I've been kind of a wine enophile since then.
And here you are in the heart of wine country.
Calistoga has been a place that we visited when I was younger too.
And your mom and dad are nearby, and they have their own winery now?
They live in Calistoga also. And yes, they have their own winery, Kaiser Family Winery. And
Calistoga is a very distinctive and truly unique place in Northern California. There is nothing like it. It has its own personality, very distinctive.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. I would not live anywhere else in the Napa Valley. Calistoga is one of the last real towns, I think.
So that, among the things that got you here, is that authenticity of the town itself?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's still a farmer's town, where a lot of other towns in that valley are driven by other things.
Still has that same character and feel that I felt when I drove in 10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Four Seasons has been threatening to open for 8 years now, and that's going to be next year, and it'll be the next year. But yet, Calistoga is growing in the right direction, I think.
There's a legendary winery not too far from here. bottle shock.
Oh, yes, with Chateau Montelena.
Yeah. Really close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only about 2 miles from here, mm-hmm. out on Tubbs Lane. Yeah, they had their 1974 Chardonnay, first wine that beat the French. And we pour their Chardonnay by the glass here. Yeah, Beau Barrett's still there.
Oh, he is. Uh-huh. I thought he sold.
No, Beau Barrett's still there.
That's a trip. Legend from the movies, yeah. And from history.
Yeah, he's still there.
Have you talked to him and visited him?
Yeah, we talk all the time. And actually, our new manager is actually worked at Chateau Montelena for a year or so.
There are a couple other wineries right in the zone within a few miles. A couple of your other favorites.
Right around town, I would recommend my parents' winery, Kaiser Family.
And the name of that is
Kaiser Family. Really high-end cab here. Also Larkmead or Diamond Creek. Another winery called Otrevace.
What do they specialize in?
He does 100% cab. He also does a rosé right now. It's Vincent Arroyo. So he used to have his own winery, Vincent Arroyo, but he left that to his daughter and son-in-law. And his new label, Otrevace, do it again, pretty much, it translates to. My parents are friends with him, and they started making their wine in his facility as well.
Let's go back to you. You are still able to get in the kitchen, right? You're the one that came up with the menu and what you were going to create.
Absolutely. I mean, it was always a family dream, my dream, and then family supported.
Encapsulate your philosophy of cuisine.
We're in the heart of California. We've got the best ingredients available to us, and then we're surrounded by the best wines possible as well. My focus, to be honest, more on the wine at first. Between me and my parents, our wine collection's pretty vast, and we're about to release, actually, pretty soon, a very vast list of old Napa Valley cabs by the glass. That'll be pretty cool. And that's kind of the thought I'd like to have about our food as well. You know, all the local farmers and meat producers and everything, we live in the best place in the world to grow food.
Back to wine for a moment. Give us top 10 of your wine selections that are local.
Well, top 10.
Yeah. 5.
Year in, year out, Napa cabs are getting pretty expensive. The only one that I'll spend over $200 every year is be Schaefer Hillside Select. That's my favorite wine, bar none in the valley.
Yeah, worth it.
Absolutely. Local here in Calistoga, expensive-wise, Larkmead or Diamond Creek are great. They're really nice. But then we also have a lot of local producers that aren't too expensive that are really nice. You know, going to Brian Arden or Von Strasser or Tank. Tank Garage Winery is really cool, too.
I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fun. They're all blends, and they change every year, and it's pretty cool.
So they don't mind risk-taking and changing it up?
No, not at all. Every single year, every blend is different. Every label is different.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Tank's pretty cool.
Okay, a little more about your food and the restaurant.
The way we kind of do it, our menu is tasting menu driven, but you create your own. A menu you can order a la carte, but you can also create a tasting menu by anything on that menu. The way me and my wife like to eat, we'll go out and we'll order 10 things between the two of us. She's primarily vegetarian, and I am definitely not, and that makes a challenge for us, but we end up ordering, 300 things and spending $300 every time we go to dinner. But the way you can come and eat here, you can do those tasting menus and make it more affordable to taste 6 or 7 or 8 different things and kind of see what we're about. So I think it's a fun way to eat.
Speaking of vegetarian, as you well know, there's a rising tide of vegans or vegan. Do you do vegan dishes?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, my wife's primarily vegetarian. Her sister is as strictly vegan as you can imagine. And we're also very accommodating to any gluten-free, anything like that. Pretty much anything you can see on our menu, we can make vegan, like without the meat option.
Okay, so one more thing. You're under the roof of a hotel.
Yes, we're under the Mountview Hotel. Really beautiful place. They a lot of good work lately, making everything newer but older at the same time, because they're all about doing Art Deco. They put a lot of money into what they're doing, and they've always supported us in every way.
So you have a storefront that looks out on the main street, but you also have doors that open into the hotel, right?
Right. Yeah, both sides.
You have the restaurant on the other side, too.
Right, yeah.
That's a sports bar and restaurant?
Yeah, we have Johnny's next door, which is a sports bar and restaurant as well.
Is there one kitchen serving both, or do you have two kitchens?
We have two kitchens, but at night we typically serve just out of the one kitchen.
So it follows that the sports bar would be a definite locals hangout.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have happy hour over there that we create quite a monster over there.
We're heading into the middle of winter right now, and yet you're still doing pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we're still going and pushing through. We just had Tractor Parade on Saturday, which is a huge day here in the valley. And
Dan Kaiser, thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you.
I know, you too. It's great. When the hotel opened in 1919, what was in those two spaces at the front?
One was a restaurant, I believe, and the other one was an ice cream parlor, I believe. You can look at some of the old photos. I recall that it said ice cream on one side.
And I think what's also fascinating, your whole Main Street, Lincoln Avenue, is like a time warp. It's like going back in time for the most part, architecturally.
Yeah.
And your hotel included.
Yeah, and it's not easy. I got to tell you, in today's society, it's not easy to maintain that. And Calistoga has done as good a job as any city in maintaining its authenticity and its community. And I am a big supporter of our community here and having our guests mix with our community. You know, when you travel, when I travel, I mean, the last thing I want to do is meet people from where I'm from. I want to meet the local people. We're a town that you come and you go to the coffee shop, you can sit at one of the tables and you can have coffee with the locals and get that exchange. And I think that's a great thing about our town.
Yeah. And the one thing I noticed right away is the literal friendliness of the locals on the street and in the cafes.
Yeah. Yeah. I came from a big city. This is a small town of 5,000. The joke is don't ever go to the market, CalMart, in a hurry because you're going to run into someone there and you take the time to talk to them.
Plan on double the time.
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, anything that we haven't talked about you want to share?
The only thing that is, you know, that we're really proud of here is the Change the World While You Sleep.
That is mind-blowing.
Well, thank you. It wasn't an original idea. I got it from a winery. That's actually, we highlight their wine, and that's One Hope Winery out of Rutherford. And they dedicated 50% of their profits to charity. And so I met with them and looked at their program. My wife and I said, let's do that. Let's take 50% of our profit and do that. And how they do it in a unique way is you buy a bottle of their wine, they identify what charity that goes to, clean water, children in need. Yeah. And so we did the same thing. So you stay in one of our rooms, and it identifies where half of our profits go to. And it could be to the local church-run preschool. It can be to our local healthcare center, or it could be we have St. Jude. So we have sort of national and local charities. And we really just kicked it off. We sent our first checks off this year. It's just something we're very proud of and happy to do.
That's so cool, because you didn't have to do that.
No.
You wanted to do it.
We wanted to do that, yeah. I feel quite blessed in my life. You know, we're community-minded. That's all. That's all. It's a great community. I didn't grow up in a community, so when you experience it later in your life, I think there's a great appreciation.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. It's been an absolute delight to come to Calistoga and explore your hotel.
Well, thank you for coming, and come back again.
I would like that. So if somebody wanted to learn more, where would you direct them?
Well, our website, number one, you know, that's mountviewhotel.com. Social media channels, Instagram, Facebook. You can call us. For 80 years, that's all we would do is get phone calls at 707-942-6877. My name is Michael Woods.
Derek Dumont, General Manager at the Mount View Hotel and Spa in Calistoga, California. What a pleasure to meet you and come here.
Well, thank you.
Little aside, being a lay historian of California, one of the most incredible characters in California history, Gold Rush era, was a guy that was involved in founding this town.
Yep, Mr. Brannan.
Yeah.
Sam? Yes.
Sam Brannan, who at one point was the wealthiest guy in all of California.
Wasn't he like the first millionaire?
Bazillionaire, yeah, and wound up destitute and broke in the end.
Oh, no kidding. That part I didn't know.
But what's really cool is he's the one that came to Calistoga and really put it on the map.
Yes.
Yep. Share with us for a moment that legacy.
Well, yeah, here you have someone that made some money in the gold rush and then comes to Calistoga. How he found Calistoga, I'm not sure, but he just saw the potential because of the hot spring.
His vision was like a resort destination.
Exactly, yeah.
Which he built.
He sure did. Yeah, and getting the train in so that, you know, you'd get the affluent from San Francisco to take the trains up to get here. Obviously, any other mode of transportation back then was pretty rough.
Interesting, too, because we forget that Calistoga was all about health and wellness. And when you didn't have antibiotics and you didn't have any other hope but to take the cure in the mud baths.
Exactly. And so, yeah, there is a lot of the spas here in town that still do that old-fashioned mud.
You're celebrating your 100th anniversary.
Yes, we
are. That's really cool.
Yeah, we're in the midst of it right now.
Okay.
There was a hotel here previously, back in 1912.
Did it burn or what happened?
Some said it burned. I also heard that because of it being an old building, wood building and structure, they were also concerned about it burning. And so they actually moved it to the back of the property where our pool is now. And then Johnny then built this hotel more mission style and with, you know, nice, heavy, thick cement walls.
So Johnny was the family owner back in 1919.
Yes, he bought what was the original 1912 hotel called the European Hotel and then built the new hotel.
So when he built it, was it for travelers as much as people coming on a health retreat destination to Calistoga?
Yes.
A little bit of both?
Yeah, a little bit of both. And definitely was designed and built kind of in that European style with the smaller rooms. And back in the day, there were actually rooms that didn't even have bathrooms.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Looking at some of the rooms, I went, you know, it's like this was a room, but where was the bathroom?
Right. Yeah. And so, like, the room you're staying in.
That's what I figured, yeah.
It was one of our suites. That was two rooms, one without a bath and one with.
That's what I figured, yeah.
They were smart and opened them up and created, that's why we have our suites.
Talk to us about architecture, because one of the things that's obvious, even walking in, is paying homage to the original character of the hotel, architecturally.
Over the years, the hotel's gone through lots of different transitions. There's been different ownerships. The current owners have had it for over 30 years now, or almost 30 years, actually. And they were very instrumental in trying to bring back some of that original feel to the hotel and have been working on it over the years to really recreate that atmosphere back in 1919, you know, 1920.
And so you can feel that sense of time warp walking into the hotel.
Yeah, and we very much concentrated on that, even with the music we provide in our lobby. You'll find it's out of the roaring 20s. Just this summer, we remodeled our lobby to really, really bring back that authenticity of the 1920s. So when you walk through our iron doors, you come in, you really feel like you've stepped back in time.
So today, somebody that getaway, maybe coming from the Central Coast or the East Coast, when they come here, it would follow that you would have some sort of packages for people that you created.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to a little bit about some of the ones that you think are cool.
We're going in a couple of different directions with packages. What we're trying to do is create really fun, unique experiences that are harder for people to try and create on their own. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we're just trying to make it also a lot easier for people. For instance, one that we're working on right now includes going to a movie, meeting the filmmaker, and having dinner with the filmmaker. And then we've got a special one with bike tour, where you're going to go rent some bikes from our local bike shop here in town. We have a few wineries that you get to go to. And what's really wonderful about Calistoga, being at the upper end of Napa Valley, you don't have that same traffic. So you feel safe riding a bike, because mm-hmm. you're in the back road, you're going through neighborhoods to get to some of these wonderful little wineries, including a nice little lunch.
One more package that you can think of.
The other one that we're getting ready to launch is a part of what the Valley calls cab season. Not only do you get a night's stay here, mm-hmm. but you also get what they call a passport. And this passport for $50 gets you into 17 wineries.
Including
tasting. It's a tasting, right. 17 different wineries here in the Calistoga area. And so with a one-night stay, you know, obviously you can't do all 17. Mm-hmm. But the pass is good for the whole what we call cab season that goes through March.
That's really cool. When people look at the lens of California, Northern California wine country, they obviously think of Napa and then Sonoma. But oftentimes, even though in many respects Calistoga is the mothership, it gets left out of that buzz.
Yeah, it sure does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Napa's a much bigger city.
But it's just that name, you know, just
and
the long.
Yeah, Napa Valley, and they're Napa. You know, Calistoga is a nice, relaxing, laid-back city. Still has that old kind of Western feel to it.
You have structures from 1870 and newer ones, 1930s. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of nice old buildings that are well kept. You know, one of the oldest, and it's one of the classics architecture-wise they've preserved and is now part of a museum here in town. We've got a wonderful little museum called Sharpstein. It's just fantastic. And, of course, Mr. Sharpstein was one of the designers for Disney.
And on that same property on the corner is our buddy Sam Brannan's surviving cottage.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of that architecture. There used to be a lot of buildings that had that exact same look.
But that's the only structure remaining from his resort, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Time warp. Okay, layering on a little deeper on Main Street.
Yeah, Lincoln Avenue, which is our Main Street.
Lincoln Avenue.
Highway 29.
Okay.
Although a two-lane highway.
Early this morning, I walked up and down Lincoln Avenue, Main Street, and I was struck. There are no chains, you know, no corporate ownership. They're all ma-and-pa, family-owned galleries and cafes and whatnot. How cute.
Yeah, and that's an ordinance here in town.
Oh,
there's no formula businesses allowed in Calistoga. You know, there's a couple of gas stations at the very beginning of town, but that's the only exception to the rule.
In a lot of galleries/wine-tasting places, and that was interesting.
Yeah, it's been a really nice change where wineries are finding having tasting rooms within a city is very beneficial, better traffic versus being kind of out and about, maybe a little bit more in the boonies where people don't want to drive to. But now here at the hotel, you can walk to 6 different tasting rooms.
Before we go, let's loop back to Mount View Hotel and Spa. And we just touched on the spa for a moment, but a little deeper on that. And then about the people, the kids at our front desk and whatnot. They're very much local people with local knowledge.
Yeah, all our staff, very fortunate, the staff that I have working here. Everyone's really dedicated to customer service. That's our number one priority. Not only do you feel like you step back in time when you walk into the hotel, but I think you'll find the attitude and the friendliness of our staff is more like back in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And you'll just find people bending over backwards to help our guests. What's really nice is some of the things we've incorporated. Although we are a 100-year-old hotel, we do have the modern conveniences that are necessary to make it, you know, luxury and comfortable. For instance, you know, you'd think of an old hotel like this, oh my God, heating and AC. Mm-hmm. Well, every room has its own individual unit that is brand new only 4 years ago, and it even can be controlled from the front desk. So anyone that has problems working their thermostat, they can just call the front desk and we can turn it off, turn whatever temperature they like for them.
That's really cool. I checked in last night, went for a walk. I thought, well, I'll walk out back. And there's this cool swimming pool, and it's still heated in the middle of winter, and a spa. That was really neat.
Yeah, in fact, we even keep it open 24/7 for our guests, which is very unusual. Yeah, what's really great, the Mount View has so many nice assets to it, you know, besides the AC that I just mentioned, getting new flat screen TVs in the room, espressos in the room. Yeah, the backyard being open 24/7. Here at the Mount View, we offer a great value. And not only that, but we also have such a convenient location with the influx of tasting rooms coming into town. We've got the art galleries and museums. You can have such a marvelous experience just parking your car and walking.
Bottom line, I parked my car yesterday, and I don't even remember where it is because I haven't haven't gone there. I've walked everywhere and anywhere, and that's probably the coolest. Okay, before we go, a range. And I know it's a tough one, but...
Well, you have such a variety of rooms. We've got some very economical rooms all the way to cottages, where the cottages, you have your own private building.
I discovered the cottages all on my own. I went, oh my gosh, this little pathway leads to this whole separate, detached...
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And these cottages, each one has its own fenced-in area, so you have your own little patio and private outdoor jacuzzi.
For further information, if somebody wanted to go web surfing, where would you direct them?
MountViewHotel.com. That's M-O-U-N-T, viewhotel.com.
Derek, thank you so much for sharing. What a great morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us and giving us the opportunity to let people know about us.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Calistoga. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.